signs how much she loved us. Mom also demonstrated her love for us over meals. I think it was the Southerner in her to do all the cooking, but as a result, I'm a horrible cook. She always showered us with her love, often in the form of meals or snacks. Her desserts, cakes, pies, banana pudding, were legendary. You never left hungry. In fact, you never left unless you were bursting at the seams. I have fond memories of our Sunday family dinners, a tradition that we continue to this day. She will cook abundant amounts of food, chicken or turkey, sweet potatoes, green beans or lima beans, and on and on. The table will be filled end to end with bowls and platters of the food she created with love. Everything will be ready shortly after we return from church, and everything will be ready at once. I can't even get one thing ready, on time or otherwise, so some of that feat is lost on me, but I'm told by my wife and sister that having the parts of a meal always hot and ready at once is no small accomplishment, and she did it every single week for a family of seven. So, not being a competitive athlete anymore, I hope that you will have mercy when you hear about my ongoing challenge with my weight. My parents always expected me, as the eldest of five kids, to be the leader and set the right example for my brothers and sister. Although my father worked two and three jobs so that my mother could stay home with us, there was a time, when I was older, that my mom had a seasonal job around Christmas, and I was expected to be at home and in charge and have everybody pulled together around the house. I was also expected to be in charge when my parents went out for the evening, once they decided that I was old enough to stay with the others. Terrence says that I was quite a comedian, but I simply recall doing whatever was necessary to keep smaller children occupied. I dressed up as Superman or invented stories of characters in faraway places, whatever I needed to do to spin those plates and keep everybody happy until the adults arrived back at the house. My brothers and sister remember far better than I must have blocked it out, about one particular Saturday evening when I was a teenager, and Mom and Dad left me in charge so they could go out. That fateful night, my siblings recall my allowing them to watch the television horror show Chiller Theater, which came on Saturday nights around 11:30. There were only two problems with my decision. One, they were supposed to go to bed by 8:30, and two, we weren't allowed to watch Chiller Theater. As the show was on, a violent thunderstorm blew through our area with howling winds, thunder, and lightning. By the time my parents arrived home, every light in the house was back on, as well as the television.